Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Appearance Radio with Augusto Perez. This is the End Time News Report. We'll be taking a look at current world news events through the lens of Bible prophecy as we await the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, here is Augusto.
Welcome to the End Time News Report. I am Augusto Perez, and shalom. Today is Friday. It is May 24, 2024, the year of our Lord. We're going to bring you the latest headline news, commentaries, analysis, as we see it through the eyes of Bible prophecy and the Word of God. Well, it seems to me, and of course I'll turn it over to you guys for comments in a moment, but it seems to me from looking at the news right now that the world is getting ready for a war and it doesn't know it yet. I don't know if you understand what I'm coming from. Let me say that again. It's kind of weird, but the world is getting ready for a war, but it doesn't know yet. And that's what the thought that came to me as I'm looking at the things that are happening, you know, the China basically encircling Taiwan on exercises, which is kind of intimidating if a country encircles your country and starts doing military exercises. I mean, no, we're just doing military exercises, folks. No need to be concerned. Right, right. I'm telling you. Anyways, and then while this is going on, China is saying that, you know, that independent forces are not going to be tolerated. And, you know, again, what are they saying? They're not going to tolerate Taiwan's independence. So that is getting ready to happen, folks, whether people realize it or not, and this is not going to end up well for anybody. And we see also situation developing. Putin is calling for a ceasefire in Ukraine. And, you know, Putin, I don't know how many ceasefires he has called for since this whole thing started, and the West just is not interested. Or does not, you know, demands conditions that Putin is not going to honor. And so it seems like Ukraine is on the border of collapse. Zelensky does not have any more men to throw out there, into the fight. They have lost a lot of people. A big chunk of the men of Ukraine and women have died in the war. Or they have left the country, fleeing. And so the situation there is dire. And now Zelensky is enforcing conscription laws. In other words, like the selective service here in the U.S. So, you know, this situation is not going to go away, not because it's not, you know, the situation is not a problem that cannot be resolved. It can be resolved peacefully, but it's just that the West does not want that. The West wants a war. The powers that be want a war, and they want it now. And so this is not going to turn out well for anybody again. And there are now two situations, two fronts there together. We throw into that mixture now the situation with Israel and Iran, and that's a third hot spot in the world right now, which could easily turn into a big war, a nuclear war, easily. And so, and of course, Iran would pull in Russia, maybe China, and Israel would pull in the U.S. I mean, This is not looking good. I am not a pessimistic person. I am very optimistic, and I'm still optimistic because you know, God can do anything. But, you know, this is what this program is about, is to tell you what is going on, what is happening. And so, you know, we are just doing our job, telling you what's going on and to pray about this whole thing, to prepare accordingly. And there are a few other things happening, but we'll stop there because we got a lot to chew right there.
Well, you're exactly right. And it's so amazing that most of America still thinks China is not an enemy. They think China is a competitor. And of course, I guess that's what they want to believe. You know, it's a fantasy. It's a bubble. But the American people just can't get it in their head that basically we're at war. One of the interesting things Steve Bannon said this morning, May the 24th on the War Room, he made this comment right off the bat. He said he's telling the American people straight up front. He says World War III has already begun to roll forward with China surrounding Taiwan and no response from Biden. Russia and China are serious now. The wait is over. And, you know, while that's going on, I was watching, I don't know if you guys watched Trump's Bronx speech or rally, but I watched it closely, and one of the comments that Damon Roberts from Live from Studio 6B made last night, which is accurate because I watched it, and for the very first time Trump said these words, Damon Roberts quoted, and I say, yes, it is a quote. He said, Trump just said in the Bronx in New York City, I think they are coming into America illegally and building an army. They will hit us from the inside. Now, he said it only once. I caught it. Damon Roberts, you know, live from Studio 6B caught it and repeated it. But I just don't think the American people get it. You know, someone was saying yesterday, the invasion's been going on since Biden took office, basically, and to some degree even before that. But where's the outrage? And some people would say, well, you know, the American people don't like it. No, I said, where's the outrage? That's what the other individual said, and I parrot what he said. Where's the outrage? The American people appear to have no outrage on this invasion. So guess what, guys? We're going to be blindsided. We're not only going to be attacked from without, we're going to be attacked within at the same time. And from what I can see, we're probably going to a civil war in the midst of all of that. And we couldn't ask for anything worse. But ironically, Hal Turner was on last night. He didn't post this till today, but I heard him report it on his information. He said, today, May 23rd, Taiwan woke up with the Chinese Navy surrounding the entire island. China deployed anti-ship missiles around the island. Situation is critical today with threats toward the island and Japan. Said the USS Ronald Reagan has been deployed and now within range of Chinese missiles. And the intelligence that Hal Turner received indicated from insiders that now is the time to take Taiwan for China, as the U.S. is in extreme short supply on naval missiles. We poured our naval missiles where we just spent them for months over trying to take out Yemen drones and missiles. You know, that they lose a $100 or $500 drone or missile, and we're using millions of dollars in munitions to bring them down. That's unsustainable. You can't go forever. And then Ukraine, of course, that's where our, you know, our short range, our long range, you know, even the medium range missiles now have been expended, and we're still sending them over there. We can't even resupply our ships. But this is the time. I mean, you know, we have diminished ourselves to nothing, basically, in the eyes of the American people, yet they see it not. And people have cried warnings and tried to wake the American people up to the danger of this. And, well, their ears hear it not. So here we are. I think you're exactly right, Augusto. We're already, and by the way, for those that don't know it, Sunak, the Prime Minister of England, said he does not want to be a war Prime Minister. So he's surrendering his campaign, and they're going into it next month in June and July, so they can elect another Prime Minister to deal with it, with the war. And basically, one of the Parliament members even announced, and this wasn't in public, but he announced it on recording, and in the Parliament, he says, we're already in World War III. He said, we are already at war with Russia, but they're not going to tell the people in Europe and America until July or August. We're already at war.
Yeah, we have spent so much of our armaments and missiles and so forth on this Ukraine fiasco. And this is the plan. This has been the plan all along, was to send them billions of dollars and all of the armaments and to weaken our military where we're not going to be able to fight the way we should. And we will not have the armaments and missiles and so forth that we need. It's all on the plan so that when we are attacked from within and without, we will lose very quickly. So it's just a matter of time before China, that is, attacks Taiwan and takes over Taiwan, and America isn't going to do anything about it, I don't think. I don't believe they will, because then they'll be in a direct war with China. So no winners in this. Everybody's going to lose on this. The American people, as you said, it has to come home for people to really wake up and understand what's going on. It hasn't yet. But when you see Chinese and Russian military vehicles driving through the streets in America, then maybe people will think, well, I guess we are at war.
Yeah, I guess it's going to take that. I guess that's what's going to be. And when bombs starts dropping in the cities all over, and of course they already have it mapped out. I saw a map, a very clear, very very ominous map of the targets in the United States already have been chosen. And of course, there are the major cities. All the major cities in America have been targeted already. And that is where it's going to be. Now, of course, what kind of missiles they're going to be, we don't know. We talked about it last time. And I think you talked about it some, a dream you had, Larry, about the type of devices that are going to be used, which are not going to be nuclear. They're going to be, like hydrogen bombs or something of that nature that destroys flesh, destroys living things, but not structures. And that may be what happens. I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen? I know it's not going to be pretty. I have been keeping my eyes open also on the, and I shared this yesterday on our podcast, my Beyond the Veil Revelations, that there's a lot of dreams, near-death experiences. It seems like a lot of people are having near-death experiences, and all of them are coming back with the dire warnings. And I understand that not all of these things are true. Some people want their 5 minutes in the sun, just to get to become well known, and they'll do anything for that. I understand that, but there are going to be a few that are true, they're real, and so those things that are that they're being told are very ominous. They're not pretty, and it goes along the lines of what we are telling you, and then some. They're talking about much, much worse things. And we haven't even touched on those things yet. I mean, we still have time in the program to talk about some of those things, but we haven't even touched them yet. And that is earth changes, cataclysmic events. These things are also happening, and they will intensify in the months to come. Maybe in the next 24 months, they will intensify severely. And the people don't understand that. They think it's global warming. Uh-huh. They don't have a clue still with all the aurora borealis that we had during the last geomagnetic storm. We haven't had anything as big since the 1800s. And during that had a Carentone effect on the Earth. And it didn't happen this time, thank God. But, you know, we did have some disruptions in power and things like that and some disturbances. And a lot of the aurora borealis, they saw the auroras down in Key West, Florida. I think in the 1800s, when that happened, they saw them down in Cuba. Well, Key West is only 90 miles from Cuba. Mm-hmm. Are you getting my drift? So this thing that we just went through was big with the sun. But the people keep swallowing the lies that it is the global warming and that it is become of, it's being caused by aerosols, you know, by eating too much meat and the cow farts and all that stuff, which is a bunch of baloney. And, you know, and so they want to sell these lies. And they know very well, these people are not stupid. They have very good scientists looking at this. They know what is going on, but they're not telling anybody. Okay? And so the few of us that do tell, you know, nobody seems to listen because, after all, who are they? I mean, you know, and so they listen to the big mainstream news media. I have even heard people say, well, you know, you can't believe everything you hear out there in the alternative news media, you know. So basically what they're saying is, if I don't hear it, if I don't see it on mainstream media, I don't believe it. So that's the attitude. And I have heard people saying that. And these are good people. These are good people. These are American people, good people. They mind their own business. They're law-abiding citizens, you know. And this is pretty much how they think. And so we are basically, like you said, when they see the bombs dropping in their heads, maybe they'll believe it. Maybe then they'll believe it. But I was looking at another thing here. While all of this is going on, remember that this pandemic treaty, they're still talking about it. It's going to be going through the 1st of June. We're not out of the woods yet. And this assassination attempt that took place over there in Europe may have had something to do with that. I don't know. I'm not saying that it did. I'm just saying maybe. Because this man, Fico, was very outspoken against all of these things. He was outspoken against this pandemic treaty that the UN is trying to, the WHO is trying to sign. And he was against the Ukrainian war. I mean, so this thing is still going on. And now while I'm saying that, I am reading that the federal agency is going to produce 4.8 million bird flu vaccines. The Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota has issued a news brief Wednesday confirming that the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the HHS, is going forward with the production of 4.8 million H5N1, that is the avian flu, or the bird flu, people, vaccinations. So they already are going ahead with the production of 4.8 million bird flu vaccines, which tells me thinks that this is going to be already, they're preparing this flu for the election and right after. And so there you have it. Maybe they're going to try to put the go with the mask thing again, you know, the diapers and you can't go out, you can't do this, and the 6 feet, although all of that, all of those things have been proven by scientists and doctors that they were ineffective and they didn't work and it was unnecessary. Do you think that deters these people? Do you think that these people have a common sense to say, okay, the scientists and the experts are telling you are telling us those measures didn't work? No. They're going to do it again. Why? Because it's good. It's good for you. Eat your worms. It's good for you. Take the shot. It's good for you. But no. Take it. It's good for you. This is their mentality. And no matter what anybody says, it doesn't matter, because they're going to do what they're going to do, what they're going to do. Like my old boss, he was not my boss, but he was the boss in the Miami-Dade Water and Sewer Authority. I had to take the plans to him to, you know, for him to approve. And he had this big sign on his desk saying, "My mind's made up. Don't confuse me with facts."
Well, you're exactly right. And their mind's made up. This is the communist mindset. I cannot imagine that, but I know it's true, that the masses in America seem to believe that sooner or later the Democrats and rhinos are basically the communists in America that now run America will somehow suddenly just change their way of doing things and they'll do something right. And I don't think history proves that out at all. But, you know, I'm a dinosaur. You know, they don't believe in history. They go back and erase history. They change history. They airbrush history. And so it's kind of interesting, you know, in America so far, and I was listening to, you know, the wellness group. They have them on America's Voice News and a lot talking about the COVID and the bird flu. And so far, there's only been two cases in America of the bird flu. And this was two individuals. One was working on a farm where a lot of animals like that were, and the other was working in chicken houses. And the wellness group says there's only one reason that humans at all could catch this bird flu, and it's because it's been weaponized. They've been weaponizing or enhancing the bird flu to be another weapon, just like COVID-19. You know, they keep doing the same thing over and over, and the American people show their insanity by deciding that maybe the next time won't be as bad. You know, I don't know. You know, I would like to think there's hope for the American people, but, you know, there's only a few that are listening to us. I mean, why would they listen to us? I almost laughed when you said, you know, unless they see it in mainstream media, they won't believe it. Well, history's also proven that once you see it in mainstream media, guess what? It's too late.
Yeah, they'll come after something's happened and say, you know, give us the facts like they're doing with this COVID scandemic. A lot of people, even those in the pharmaceutical industry and even doctors who said that the shots were perfectly safe are now coming out and saying that there was a problem with them. They wait until it's too late. That's right. And what is happening now and is going to be happening here, I think, for a long time, are the sudden deaths of people who have taken the shot and haven't experienced any adverse effects to it, and then suddenly they just keel over dead. I've noticed in the news every once in a while about someone in the news who dies at a very young age. There's a story out now about this young lady is a or was a star of K-pop, one of K-pop's singers, 30 years old, and she has died. And they don't say how she has died because they probably don't know. And I'm wondering if they force those people that are part of K-pop to take the shot. Another shocking death is one of the judges on the series called MasterChef Australia. It's a very interesting program. And one of the judges, his name is Jacques Zanfrio, he died recently. He was found dead. He just up and died, 46 years old and gone. And they don't have any idea, I don't think. I'm watching the news to see if they come up with anything as to why this man died. But this is going on all the time. And Dr. Carrie Tenpenny has said these deaths are going to continue for quite a while, where for some reason people are not feeling the effects of these until later on. And so they try to downplay this, of course, and people don't want to believe that taking these shots, these phony vaccines, will affect them if they are one of the people that took this shot or the shots. But eventually it will catch up with people because that's the entire intended result of it. So it's really a shame that it takes that. But, you know, as we've been saying all along here, it has to come home and hit home for people to realize that something is very, very wrong.
Well, It's something is very, very wrong. But the problem is that people have lost their sense, you know, and I'm talking about general. I'm not talking about the few lambs that are, you know, the remnant, the bride. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about everyone else, Christians included. And Christians are good people, and they are, and they love Jesus and all of that. But some of them, a few of them, are beginning to wake up a little and talk a little about some of these things. But I was listening to some of them, you know, this week, and they were practically forced to talk about it by the people. The people, I guess, are writing to them and say, "Hey, you need to talk about this," because they're listening to programs like ours and others, and now they're beginning to address it. But I was flabbergasted. I was shocked at how they're addressing it. I mean, they're saying some good things, you know. People, you know, should not be afraid. You know, we have authority in Christ and all that good stuff. I understand that. But they still are not mentioning anything by name. They're not talking. All they're saying, they're covering, okay, quote unquote, they're covering the present situation by basically saying things are looking bad. And things are going to look bad, and they're going to get maybe worse. That's about it. That is the extent of the coverage of the situation. And so I was listening to it, you know, and I was kind of chuckling and saying, "My God, too little, too late." But anyways, at least they're preaching Jesus Christ, right? At least they're preaching Jesus, and they're preaching, you know, people need to get saved, and, you know. But I'm telling you, they're not helping people to prepare mentally, psychologically, physically, maybe spiritually, they're helping a little, maybe. But in none of these other areas, they're doing anything. So another thing I wanted to share about what I said before about the vaccines is that Peter McCullough, he said something very alarming about the new bird flu vaccines. He was on the Santilli report. And that is that it is a, he says right behind it is a self-replicating messenger RNA bird flu vaccine. So here we go with the RNA. They're going to incorporate that into the bird flu vaccine as well. And then he said, we are talking messenger RNA on steroids, Peter McCullough said. And this man is a very respected, doctor, scientist, expert on these issues of virology. And so anyway, this situation, keep an eye on it, because I believe this is going to intensify. Now, as I said before, there, you know, the situation is not good. People cannot see it. And the reason people cannot see it is because darkness has descended on the earth, on planet Earth. I was looking at another piece of news which may not be directly related, but it is related spiritually. And that is that in the United Nations recently, they were caught invoking the Antichrist on the World Invocation Day, which was yesterday. And This was done by a shadowy group known as the Lucis Trust. Of course, the Lucis Trust, you know what that stands for, the Lucis, right? And they have a long history of working with the United Nations. So when you see the nefarious, and you look at the nefarious actions of the United Nations and what they're doing and what they're trying to do, all you have to look is take a look at who is working with them, the Lucis Trust. And right there, it will tell you what this organization is stands for and where they're headed. And so they were working together, Lucis Trust and the United Nations, on the World Invocation Day yesterday. And this day has been observed, according to the article I'm reading from, that you know, on the day of the Gemini full moon in 19, since 1952, it has been done. So this invocation, basically, they started, you know, I'm going to read it. It won't take long, but, this is a very strange invocation. It says, the great invocation from the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds, let light descend on earth. From the point of love, from the, within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth from the center where the will of God is known. Let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. The purpose which the masters know and serve from the center, which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let life and love and light restore the plan on earth. And so this goes along with the mysterious thousand point of lights. Remember that? George H.W. Bush. And so I will post the article so you can read it yourself, and you can do your own research on the Lucy's Trust. And they are not going to talk about the devil, of course. They're not going to mention Satan. But when they talk about the coming one, this is very deceptive, because they are not referring to Jesus Christ, Yeshua, people. Don't be deceived. Do not be deceived. Jesus warned about being deceived. Do not be deceived. When they talk about the coming one, they are referring to the world teacher. That's what they're referring to. They're referring to the Imam Mahdi. They're referring to the fifth Buddha. They're referring to the Messiah. They're referring to all of this wrapped up into one. Okay? Which used to be called Maitreya. I don't know what it's called now. It used to be called Maitreya. And people of all the religions and all different persuasions will follow him. And he represents the fullest expression of divinity to which human beings can aspire. When the great invocation invokes the coming one, it invokes this personality. So I want people to understand that. And so I just wanted to throw that out there, because that is how close we are. Now they are really, really pushing this thing. And they're ready. They're ready for the coming one to appear on the earth.
Well, that's true. And I know one person that met Maitreya, and that was Kathleen Keating. He actually came to her residence, and she became very ill after that. Also, Standeo, you know, has been warning, about the Antichrist scenario, and he had a list of, and that, of course, this list was like 3 years old now, or 4 years old, but he had a list, and some of them he was watching. He said that he believed by his studies in the book of Daniel that probably the Antichrist the individual Antichrist, will be from either the lineage of Solomon or a name association with Solomon. And one of those that he was watching very closely was Soleimani. And, of course, Soleimani was killed by Donald Trump. How's that for irony? Soleimani, though, that name was from Solomon. And also another one he's been watching for quite some time has been Mohammed bin Salman, which name is from Solomon. And just recently, I don't know if you followed it very close, but recently King Faisal, the king of Saudi Arabia, is now in an intensive care unit in really critical shape with cancer. And so Mohammed bin Salman, or as they call him, MBS, is next in line to be the king. And it's the irony of it, though, is that apparently MBS and Netanyahu seem to be able to talk with each other, where prior to Netanyahu, nobody talked with MBS. So there are scenarios out there that are really strange. As a matter of fact, the president of Iran that recently in this mysterious helicopter crash, more data's come out on that, by the way, that it wasn't a weather scenario at all. There was a witness that was alive from that crash, and I've seen some of the data from that witness report. Interestingly, though, is that that was one of the ones that was, his name was Ibrahimi Risi, and Ibrahim is another word for Abraham. And it's so interesting about how we don't connect the names of these people. You know, if they're Iranian or Saudi Arabian or all this other, we don't connect it with Hebrew names, but even though they do connect. And so thereby we lose a lot of data because we don't follow it. It would be interesting to see more about Maitreya. However, if you know, and I know Augusto remembers this, when there was a UFO incident in Kenya with Barack Obama, and supposedly Maitreya was in the area at the same time in Kenya, and since that scenario, Maitreya has never been seen. And the, of course, Benjamin Cream, who was Maitreya's prophet, I guess you could call him, he's passed away now. But interestingly, this came out actually today, and I didn't even know about it. This is War Room News ticker this morning, Friday. President Barack Obama makes unannounced visit to the White House at the state dinner of the president of Kenya. Now, isn't that interesting? That was where Barack Obama and reportedly Maitreya were together when Maitreya vanished, and Barack Obama became the president shortly after that of the U.S., even though all records and family reports indicate Obama was born in Kenya, he would not even have been eligible to be president of the United States. However, he had a certificate of live birth from Hawaii that therefore everybody said, especially the Democrats, made him eligible. However, I was born in Texas. I have a birth certificate from the state of Texas, but I could fly to Hawaii today, and I could get not a birth certificate. I could get or obtain, I could pay for it and get it, a certificate of live birth in Hawaii, not showing I'd been born in Hawaii, because those only show that you were born somewhere, and it's a certificate. It's not a birth certificate. So with that being said, you know, we keep believing the lies. America keeps embracing evil, and there we are.
In the days to come, we're going to be hearing a lot more about all of these things, because the Middle East is pushing for the arrival of this coming one. Even the rabbis, you know, the Orthodox rabbi, I'm not talking about the real people that, you know, that love the Lord. But, you know, there's a segment there that they are clamoring for this, you know, many of those rabbis are clamoring for this Antichrist to appear, then their Messiah. They're wanting their Messiah to appear. And so, you know, Jesus told them, he says, I come in my Father's name and you received me not. Another one will come in his own, will come in his own name. And him you will receive. And so Israel is pushing for this. The Muslims are pushing for this. And the Satanists are pushing for this. And everybody's pushing for this. The New Agers are pushing for this. There are books written by Tex Mars, who has since departed to be with Jesus. He wrote a trilogy on this subject. Very interesting stuff. I read all three of them. Very interesting stuff. And, you know, what can I tell you? People today, especially the young generation, they are ripe for this kind of thing to happen. They're ripe. They're ripe, and they probably will receive it. Now, I was reading something here that is very disturbing, and that is that I have not vetted this yet, but it's very possible. And that is that Netanyahu is promoting a plan to ban meat in Israel. he is promoting, the Israeli government is promoting the synthetic meat. And why would he do something like that? Why would he do that to the Jewish people? I have no idea. But of course, remember when the vaccines were going out, the vaccines were deployed. Remember, Israel was one of the nations that, you know, they promoted the vaccinations and had one of the highest vaccination rate in the world, Israel. So I don't know about Netanyahu. He does things sometimes which seem good for the Israel, and sometimes he does stuff like this, and I don't like it. So I cannot back him up like I would like to because of things like that. And I'm going to stop there because I don't want to talk about Trump, because Trump also has not come out yet and said that he's against these vaccines. And I don't know. I have a problem with leaders that compromise like this. I really do. I really have a problem with whoever they may be. And I will say so. It doesn't matter. I will say so because I cannot lie. I have an allegiance first to God, not to man. And so there's another piece of report here by General Flynn. And he says, now he's warning of a new stage January 6th false flag. Of course, he's been warning about that for a while. And he says that he expects another distraction like January 6th, that stage that was took place over there in January 6th and right after the 2020 election. And he said, I think we're going to see a staged event. Do not put past this administration with their thugs in some cases that they have access to. Do not put it past them to do something, Flynn warned. And so he's warning again. And it seems to me, and with this, I'll turn it back over to you guys. It seems to me that even people like General Flynn and other military leaders, it seems to me like they are they're very leery. They're very careful not to say too much about things, and they watch their step really, really, really big. And it's like there is a sinister force out there that they're all afraid of. I don't know. That's the sense I get because of the way they speak. They speak very little. Like you mentioned also that Trump said that. I have never heard him say anything like that. And that was big in the sense that he's never said anything even close to it. You know, and you notice that that some of these people that should be speaking out big time, like the president of Argentina, Milei. He lays it on the line. He's doing a much better job of saying things and bringing clarity to the minds of people and exposing the lies and the corruption. He's doing a much better job, in methinks, than all of these other people in the U.S. put together.
Well, very true. And I really don't expect Trump to ever address the jab as being a bad thing, even though it's killed multitudes of people and still killing people. And the federal government is determined to give more jabs, not less. I don't expect Trump to ever stand against it. I don't expect us to ever have a leader that's not compromised. If you look at our nation and the condition it's in, rank evil, rank sin, rank non-repentance, refusal to repent, refuse to even use a word, except for individuals, of course. You know, I know there's some out there that do repent, but I'm talking about a nation of people, millions and millions of people. I cannot expect we deserve in this nation a really, really Christian, non-compromisable president. We had a pretty good president that tried to run. His name was Mike Huckabee. a pretty honest guy. Not perfect, I'm sure, but a pretty honest guy. He was a Christian. He loves the Lord. He loves prayer. He loves the church, et cetera, et cetera. Well, guess what? America didn't even try to vote for him. They didn't even try from the beginning. He barely got any votes. So I laugh. I literally laugh in the face of the American people when they say they want a really honest Christian president. You don't want one. You've already proved, America, you do not want one. I mean, it's historical already. It's written in history. You've had the opportunities and you wouldn't stand up. Now, whether you wouldn't stand up because you was too scared to, which you still are, you won't stand up for, you know, like I said before, where's the outrage? We recently found out that basically, you know, and we found out from the experts, okay, that the raid on Mar-a-Lago was tied into Biden and Garland and the FBI and the CIA and all these other groups. They had deadly force already set up. They had a situation set up for a morgue. They had a situation set up for trauma centers. They had brought in medics and stuff to go in with them. That shows, believe it or not, the thinking they're going to take casualties on both sides. If you're going, and of course, I heard somebody the other day, because I've seen the data, and the ones that leaked the data now are under attack, you know. But they're coming out with this thing, well, this is a standard procedure. And I laughed this morning when I heard some of the experts say standard procedure. Since when has it ever been standard procedure to go in with like gangbusters, with armed people ready to use deadly force first? Not in response to deadly force, but use it first against the president of the country over documents, archived documents. This is the first. Never happened in the history of this nation, ever. Yet, standard procedure? You got to be kidding me. I mean, really, really? I was in law enforcement most of my life, and I've seen it all pretty much, I thought. But that's no more. Well, again, the American people, they don't care. I mean, really, they don't care. You know, I dare to say that if they had gone in and wound up killing Trump, okay, America would still not be in an outrage. And that from some of the experts, they've already said that it appears that this FBI scenario by the rogues was meant to really go into cause a response by the conservatives and the right, that where they could put it down like another January the 6th scenario and even worse, and then go start rounding up people that think that way. But no outrage in America. There's no outrage. So you know what? We got what we deserve.
Yeah, I believe that any nation's leadership is what that nation deserves. God will put leaders in positions over nations to try to wake them up if they have a very evil leader. We had a pretty good leader for 4 years with Trump. But I don't think we used that time wisely as far as waking up and seeing what was going on. And so we've lost him for the time being and now have what I consider, somebody said this, I think it was Bill Maher, said that Biden looks like a living cadaver. And the man is absolutely not qualified to be the president, and he's not. They stole the election. But we deserve what we have because we have not stood up against the tyranny that is taking place.
Well, as we wrap up this program today, I want to close with a piece of news that has to do with the state where you live in, Chuck, California. According to this news, California legalizes human composting to fight climate change. Well, that means they're going to legalize the practice of composting human remains to save the planet from climate change. Again, the idiocy of some people knows no bounds. They will blame or they will use anything and label and you know, just slap the label of you know, save the planet on it or climate change on it, and the people will buy it. It's incredible. It's incredible. But the state lawmakers, according to the news, have already voted and passed the measure to legalize the process. This new law comes into effect in 2027. So there you have it. It reminds me of some of these movies, you know, that they ran out years ago, remember? And it's kind of a sign of the time. It's a sign of the times that we're in, people. Jesus said it. When you see these things taking place, look up. Our redemption draw is near. And so, on another hand, I also want to close with some good news, because there is some good news spiritually. And that is, there seems to be a California, that state where you live, Chuck, statewide revival, seeing 30,000 baptisms. And they're saying that the God Spirit is being poured there. California Church, Oceans Church, according to the Washington Times. And so they were 4,166 people were baptized at Pirates Cove in Newport Beach. And so their goal is to baptize 30,000 people this past Pentecost Sunday with the Baptized California, in hopes of seeing a Baptized America movement take place next summer. So this is good things happening spiritually, and I believe this is going to happen spiritually as we see the darkness growing also at the same time, simultaneously. We're going to see the Lord saving people, his presence being poured out, and the darkness also operating simultaneously on disaster and destruction. So both of these things are going to happen simultaneously. So, you know, this gives us hope, and this allows us to, you know, put a positive spin, at least at the end of this program. So with that, Larry, Chuck, final comments, and then we'll wrap it up.
Well, I just tell people, keep the faith and keep praying. We really need to walk close to the Spirit.
Amen.
Well, that's about it for today, folks. Thanks, Larry. Thanks, Chuck. Thank you all for taking the time to listen to this program. We pray and trust that you have enjoyed it, and it has been a blessing to you and informative. Until next time, this is Augusto Perez saying, Shalom.